This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. For the fifth time, the U.S. Supreme Court has essentially rebuked the Obama administration, preventing it from forcing religious groups or those with religious conviction to obey the HHS mandate. The HHS rules require employers to pay for abortion-causing drugs for their employees in healthcare. This particular case related to Catholics in Pennsylvania. The Supreme Court will take up a case against the Nashville Dominican Sisters later this month. The myth of what makes human perfection or worth runs deep in some circles. Images of a baby boy born without a nose were banned from Facebook last week because his image was somehow shocking. Live Action worked with the social media giant and has now announced that Facebook has lifted its ban on images of baby Eli Thompson. This is Life News Radio. The view, the accurate view of the human person, changes everything. The news you hear and see pertaining to the human person has the power to inform or misinform your opinions and what you do with the gift of life and what you allow your government to do. It's why we at this station offer news on the life issue. We hope you carefully assess what you hear, read, and view. 18 U.S. states are currently seeking to allow assisted suicide. Compassion and Choices, Hemlock Society, and other supporters of such laws are now facing a concerted resistance. Connecticut recently rejected such a proposal as groups of caregivers, medical experts, and others countered assisted suicide advocates. A report at lifenews.com based on a recent Washington, D.C. roundtable lays out a clear rationale to oppose assisted suicide. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.